I contemplate on these words that the Father told his Son. You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. If we were to find ourselves in front of God, would he say to us, I am well pleased with you? Now, none of us are perfect, only Jesus is perfect. But we strive for perfection. We strive to do the right thing. We would all wish that the day God sees us, that he would say, I am pleased with you. Now, we have our ups and downs in life. We make our mistakes. We ask for forgiveness. We continue going in life, trying to do the right thing. And even though we're not perfect, we know that sometimes in the back of our minds, we say to ourselves, you know, I wonder if I'm in God's grace, if God is still loving me, still accepting me, even though I'm weak, I fall back into temptation, you know. And if we hear the scriptures again and again, we're always hearing how God has forgiven us and how God loves us. And as long as we try to persevere and try to change our lives and try to be influenced good on others and teach others to do the right thing, you know, God will continue loving us. There's a story about a little boy. He was about 6 or 7 years old. He had a bad temper, and he used to say things. He used to offend people a lot. And his parents tried to control him and tried to tell him, look, don't say these things. You offend other people, you know. But he kept on. So one day the father says, you know, this is enough. My son has to change. He can't keep on going in life hurting people. So he goes to his son and says, come with me to the backyard. He says, son, you have to change the way you are. You can't keep on hurting people by what you say. He says, this is what we're going to do. He says, see the wooden fence in the backyard? The little boy goes, yes. Here's a bag of nails. Every time you offend somebody, you hurt somebody by what you say, you put a nail into the fence. And the day you don't put a nail into the fence, you let me know. Well, that first day, the little boy put like 8 nails into the fence. But as days went by, he started putting less and less and less. And suddenly the day came that he didn't put a nail at all into the fence. So next day he goes to his dad, Dad, I didn't put a nail at all yesterday. You know, I'm changing. And his father says, yes, I notice you beginning to change, you know. He says, well, come with me to the backyard. He says, you got to keep on improving every day, every day. So this is what we're going to do. Every day that you don't offend somebody and hurt somebody, you pull up one nail out of the fence that you put in. And when you finally pull up the last nail you put in, you let me know. Well, the little boy thought about it because he put a lot of nails in that fence. But he said, okay, Dad, I'll do it. Well, after 3 months, he finally pulled out the last nail that he put in. And he goes to his father, Dad, I know I've changed. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not saying any bad things to offend anybody. And his father goes to him, I'm glad, son. I see the change in you. You really have changed. Well, come with me to the backyard. He says, see the wooden fence? He goes, yes. See the holes that the nails have left in the fence? He goes, yes. These are the scars that you have left in people that you hurt. They might have forgiven you for what you did, but you scarred them. You have to learn not to scar. And as, you know, people who have relationships with others, who are married and all that, this is something we have to keep in the back of our mind. Do we scar other people? You know, we might ask for forgiveness, they might forgive us, but the scars remain. How many couples have noticed that they have a fight and one or the other goes, and, do you remember what you did several months ago or a year ago, something like that? Those are the scars that we leave in each other. They might have forgiven you, but they sort of remember what you did wrong. In life, we have to try to control ourselves, to not try to scar one another, because even though, you know, we're forgiven or we've asked for forgiveness, the scar remains, especially if it's been in a relationship. We know that couples have disagreements. It's normal. You know, one day one might want to eat Italian food, another one might want to eat Chinese food. It's normal to have disagreement. And any couple that I see for marriage that come to me and say, I never fight, we never fight, I say, well, we need to send you to psychiatrists. Because it's normal, it's part of life to disagree. You know, it's just a natural thing. But the thing is how you handle it and how you talk to each other. You know, do you re-scar each other? That's what we have to look at. We want to make sure that we try to improve ourselves every day with each other. That's why through baptisms we receive the grace of God, and God loves us. That's why we all here should hope the day we meet our Maker, He will say to us, I am pleased with you. Amen.